95.3 Bailrig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Sultan?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster Experience. Open until 4am Monday to Saturday and 2am on Sundays.
Bailrig FM.
Somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, no need to leave so soon. I've been trying
and welcome to an hour of pop, folk and rock classics. All the bands featured today played in the Great Hall here on campus. This was due in no small way to the efforts of Barry Lucas, a student here. The bands chosen played during the 70s, and I saw all of them. My name is Martin Faulkner, and I was an undergraduate here in the early 70s, a member of that glorious institution, the County College. We've just heard of Lay Down Sally, sung by Eric Clapton. Tickets were on sale for £5. And some years later, you had to pay £126 to see him live. Next up, we have Mott the Hoople, All the Young Dudes. They played at Lancaster four times, and I saw them in 1973 and 1974. The 1973 act was particularly memorable for the Support Act, an as yet unknown band called Queen.
Don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when he's stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping off the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent Rex. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stove. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cab to bed.
And what a fitting band to follow, but indeed Queen. The band came back to Lancaster later on the 9th of November 1974, but this time as the headline act, and Lancaster was one of 18 different venues chosen for their tour, containing many tracks from their album Sheer Heart Attack. The next song needs no introduction.
Thank you. every day of my life. I work till I ache my bones. At the end,
at the end of the day,
I take home my heart of me.
Paul McCartney and Wings next, a song rarely sung but was a song with a special place in Paul's heart, Give Ireland Back to the Irish. This song at one stage was banned by both the BBC and various American broadcasters. The band arrived in Lancaster on the 14th of February 1972, which, as we all know, is Valentine's Day. Apparently, the band's reps were asked if they would play Lancaster, and eventually they turned up in the afternoon of the Ragweek Ball, the 14th. No one knew they were coming, and they were found later playing football near the Great Hall. The Ragweek Ball went ahead, but with a Beatle playing on stage.
To
Marmalade, with their well-known and popular Reflections of My Life, played at Lancaster in 1970 at the Ragball Concert. They are equally well-known for their big hit Obladi Oblada, which reached number one in 1969. They still play, but not with the original members.
Changing of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
The greetings of people in trouble.
How they fill my eyes.
All my sorrow set tomorrow. Take me back to my old home.
Ralph McTell played at Lancaster four times, and we're going to listen to a track now called Father Forgive Them. I saw him once in Newcastle, apart from Lancaster, with his crew unloading a van for his concert there. I went over and introduced myself, saying I was a graduate of Lancaster and had seen him there. He said Lancaster was a favourite of his. I then found myself helping to unload the van.
Jesus was a man who kept the company of men till he got betrayed by one of them. And surely that must have been the biggest sin. But in his final hour, he even forgave him. And what he asked you then, will I now ask you too? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. For they too have their cross to bear. In your love, please let them share. For Jesus would have understood and brought them home to you. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now most of us are troubled, and we cannot understand anything that doesn't fall into our scheme or plan. But we have made the rules, and we must share the blame. For it's we who make outsiders, and it's we who give them names. And while we're praying for them, what we really ought to do is say, Father, forgive them, but please forgive us too.
John Martin played at Lancaster 10 times between 1973 and 1982. He was the first white solo player to be signed by the famous Island label. He was an outstanding guitarist playing music which evoked folk, blues, rock and jazz. We'll hear now One Day Without You, a song about the essence of love with all its joys and challenges.
Set my life could be. in the light of keep it to the sun, keep by my side. In the light of keep it, just like I know it's wrong to try. Just like my baby's a bottle cry.
Now for a change of pace, The Stranglers with 5 minutes. I was, and still am, a lover of punk music. I, along with many students of the time, identified with their anti-establishment stand and rebellious attitude. They played Lancaster 3 times, and Scan newspaper wrote, "As the first 40 minutes drew to an end, the set minus encore, the capacity audience started to overflow onto the stage, and by the end of the encore, it had become so crowded that the punks were even holding the microphone in position. The roadies looked on in horror. Those, anyway, will have gone home happy, no doubt with some souvenirs pilfered from the stage." Up next, Bob Marley and the Wailers with Concrete Jungle. They played at Lancaster just once in 1973, and this was the first date of their first UK tour. They played after a late night Great Hall disco. Oh, those were the days. And many students had left. The lucky few who were left witnessed an historic Great Hall concert. Rory Gallagher is next with Shadowplay. He gave four classic Lancaster University concerts between 1971 and 1981. An accomplished guitarist carrying his Fender Stratocaster with him for every concert. Amazingly, he produced 10 albums in the 70s as well as touring. Now for Caravan. They were a psychedelic jazz rock fusion band, whatever that means. They were amazing. I loved them in the day, and I have many of their albums on vinyl as well as CD. They played the Great Hall on the day of the release of their seventh album. But this track, In the Land of Graham Pink, from the album of the same name, was released in 1971. When this was released, I remember very well that all of my friends went out and bought this album, and it's an absolute classic. I love this band, and you will soon realise why they were labelled psychedelic. So now we're going to go on to Fairport Convention, another great group, and the song Fotheringay, sung by the extraordinary Sandy Denny, a song about Mary, Queen of Scots. They played at Lancaster five times, and I was there three times. They are regarded as the finest British folk rock group of that time. They made their first appearance in 1969 in the newly opened Great Hall. After this, we're going to listen to The Clash, and perhaps, if we've got time, one or two others who have played the Great Hall as well. In the meantime, thanks to Jake for guiding me through the 21st century technology, to everybody at Bailrig FM, and to you for listening and for letting me loose again. It's been great. Thank you all.
Daylight passing within her captive wall, with no one to heed her call. The evening hour is fading within the dwindling sun, and in a lonely moment those embers will be gone. And the last of all the young birds flown. Her days of precious freedom forfeited long before, to live such fruitless years behind a guarded door. But those days will last no more.
A bit free. Kids in halls and the pipes in the walls. Maybe
FM, your student sound. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Hello there, and just when you thought I'd gone, I'm back again. Just to introduce, this really is the final song. It's Pink Floyd, who played at Lancaster, Great Hall. Brilliant bang. And while I remember, here's a shout out for my two nieces, Lindsay and Claire in Warrington, and for all the staff and pupils at my old grammar school, Sir Thomas de Beauclerc in Warrington. And now, definitely, bye-bye.
Underground, Jupiter and Saturn, over on their anger.
95.3 Bailrig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Salter?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster Experience. Open till 4am Monday to Saturday and 2am on Sundays.
Your music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
My mother didn't prepare me for this.